Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. This week, we are joined by a young man from Hampton Roads that I've been following. Just really, really intrigued because this dude takes streaking, get your minds out of the garbage, to a whole new level. And I am just so impressed by what he's doing. And I thought, man, I got to bring this guy on the podcast and just introduce him to y'all. So without any further ado, let's bring in Mr. Jules Cusay. Did I say it right?
Quasai.
Yeah. Jules Quasai. I even practiced beforehand. Jules Quasai. How you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you doing, Mike?
Doing fantastic. Did you go for a run today?
Yeah, today is actually, we didn't plan this, but it was day 600 of the streak. So I got in my run this morning.
That is amazing. 600 straight days of running. We are going to talk a lot about that. But before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do when you're not out running? And all that good stuff, family, good stuff.
All right. Yeah. So my name is Jules, 31 years old, born and raised in Virginia Beach. When I'm not running, I really find interest in photo video. That's kind of my outlet for how I express myself besides running. Music's a really big part of my life as well. A little bit of a car enthusiast and big foodie. Just love being with friends and family, traveling. Yeah, we're just not staying
Awesome.
in one place, basically.
Yeah, I've noticed that. What do you do for a living?
I do marketing, so I
Okay.
do photo video production.
Cool. Is that what takes you to all these different localities?
Yeah, I'm really blessed on having a job that gets me to travel, like, and they're in like really cool places. Like I was in Phoenix a couple weeks ago. I was in the Bay. Yeah, we go to like Chicago, Orlando. Yeah, we have places in the major cities.
Awesome. Because I see some of your runs and I'm like, well, how do you get there? What in the world is this dude doing, man? Because you're laying down some serious miles. Was it last week or the week before where you were in, was it California? No, it was Phoenix last week, right?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, two or three. Yeah, I was in Phoenix
Okay.
then, and then California, like right before that.
Okay. Yeah, so you're getting in some runs in some amazing places. Well, tell us about where this running come from. Have you always been a runner, or is this something new? Where'd this come from?
Yeah, so running basically, from the start growing up, I was pretty much overweight my whole life, just bad eating habits. Didn't really know anything diet wise or any physical activity wouldn't be really too much in my day to day growing up. So I knew in high school I wanted to make my senior year pretty memorable. And I just chose to run instead of people telling me to go run. It was,
Okay.
yeah, I actually made it a choice to run myself. So it got me in the habit of choosing to do it instead of just people always telling me to go on a run. So that played a pivotal point during the summer of my upcoming senior year. And then just ran for health, lost weight. I think that summer I lost like probably 60 pounds.
Wow,
And
that's awesome.
then, thank you. Yeah. And then, oh, yeah, my senior year was, I accomplished the goal. It was like one of the best years of my public school. And then after high school, I continued to run, but just to maintain weight, no goals. This was before Strava, before
Nope.
tracking anything. I didn't even know how long I was going. I just knew I was out there for like an hour.
That's awesome. I love
And
that. I call them naked runs.
oh yeah, for sure. It's more just for yourself. You don't need a, like in this day and age, it's hard to not do it for the kudos or all the people just sharing their runs. It's,
Nope.
yeah, back then it was more personal. And yeah, so I just continued to run, didn't like build any crazy fitness or anything, but it was in my schedule. So I'm very particular in how I do my day-to-day life. It's how I stay successful and get myself through it. So since running was added, it's just hard to get rid of it. And
That's
there have
awesome.
been a few like months or maybe a year I didn't run, but then I picked it back up in 2019 pretty hard. I got introduced to my first run club, North End.
Okay.
And yeah, that was when I first ran with started running with other people, and I could see myself getting faster, just running with faster people and getting longer distances in and wanting to actually do races. So once that started, it was just a very addictive thing in my life.
Right. Was it more the social aspect of it, just being around people and, discovering new places to run and new people to run with, or what?
It was nice being by like-minded people who chose to run just like I did, and the social aspect's great as well, 'cause you get that energy from them and you feel like you could go further and go faster with
Yeah.
people around you.
Oh, and North End, man, they bring out some of the stout runners in Hampton Roads, man. Some
Yeah,
of those
it's
people
great
can fly.
because you have like the hobby people and people who are just there that are starting, but then you have 5 minute pace people. So I
Yep.
like how it's pretty broad.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of people. I mean, what's the Tuesday night usually bring out? In the hundreds, isn't it?
I'd probably say like, yeah, 200 to 400.
That's amazing. That is incredible. So now you also do a lot of the Spark runs, right?
Yeah, big Spark guy as well. They're like my second family at this point. So
Yep.
yeah, I'll be there every, yeah, Spark and NERC are the main ones I go to around here.
Okay. That is pretty awesome. Now, are you nationality? Are you Filipino or what nationality?
Yeah,
Okay.
full Filipino. My parents were born there, and then they had me when they moved abroad.
Okay. Now, where did you graduate high school?
I went to Tallwood.
Okay. Awesome. That is so cool. Wow. Hampton Roads native. That's you're a rarity, right?
Yeah, it's really hard being a Hampton Roads native and continuing to run like ultras and stuff. It's hard to find different routes and especially gain elevation. That's been
Oh,
my
yeah.
hardest part of running here.
Yeah, it's not easy. And you've taken on some pretty good ultras here in the last, you really jumped into it 2 years ago, right?
I believe, yeah, 2 or 3 years ago, my first one was the Noland Trail
Yeah.
50K. Yeah, I
Isn't that
think
one
that was,
fun?
yeah, that was, I used to go there every weekend for my long run and just go in loops nonstop until
Yep.
I kept, like, until my legs couldn't go anymore.
It's amazing. I love that race. I did that. I think it was 2022. And I was like, man, this is so much fun. 'Cause I've always enjoyed running that route just 'cause it's just a fun route. 'Cause you get a little bit of everything in it, So you get trail, you get single track, you get, the cushy track, and then you get some pavement. And so you get everything in it. You get a lot up and down. So yeah, it's a fun route. So that's a blast. And then this year's really been a heck of a year for you because you kind of started out with Terrapin Mountain, right?
I think that was the first r race of this year. That Terrapin was something else. That was quite an experience, like even before the race.
Oh yeah, because you got there. I remember that's this is the first place I've met you was at Terrapin this year. And I remember you were camping out and you had a rather rough night, if I remember right.
Yeah, like it was my first time ever camping, and it was so windy, like 40 degrees with 20 mile per hour winds. I borrowed a tent from a friend. I borrowed basically everything to camp from a friend, and yeah, I just wasn't too prepared on like the coldness. So I don't even know if I slept that morning because I was freezing so much.
I just remember when you got to the start line, you looked like you had been, washed over and left for dry, man. I mean, you were already wrung out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, poor guy. He's got to run 50K today. And I did you know that there were that amount of climbs at Terrapin?
I knew it was 7K of elevation. I just didn't know that my legs would be so shot from freezing the night before.
Right.
Yeah, that was the first time that I went to a race where my legs felt dead in like the first step.
Oh my gosh, that had to have been a little discouraging.
Yeah, and I know with ultras, it's like there's a lot of highs and lows. You have a lot of time to like get your legs back, or yeah, a lot of ups and downs. And I just kept waiting for my legs to come back, but it didn't really happen.
But you crossed the line. That's all that counts, man.
Yeah,
So.
I had to make it back to the car, so I
There
finished, yeah.
you go. You got to eat some snacks after, right? So everything's good.
Oh, for sure, yeah. The great organization. Brian does great. Yeah, it was everybody in the community is just so helpful.
And then you jumped in, you ran JFK 50 a couple of weeks ago. How was that?
Yeah, it was a 50. Yeah, that was my f I've done that was my first official 50 miler. I've
Right.
done a 12 hour in Oak Grove,
Yep, the 1 mile with the smile.
and that was the first time I've ever done 50 plus miles in a day. And then Terrapin was actually my B race, and I was training for Blue Ridge Double.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so and that's technically also a 50 miler, but
Yep.
it's yeah, so but then yeah, JFK was my actual first 50 miler with like no brakes,
That's awesome.
just straight through. But yeah, I learned so much that day just about the course, aid stations. A crew would be super helpful. So like, I bet if I could like go back in a month, I could get so much time off my
Oh yeah.
how I did a couple weeks ago.
Now, what'd you think about the Appalachian Trail section of it?
It was so fun. I love being out in the trails, and I just get s too excited where I want to run everything, and I feel like that's something I should have like relaxed on.
Yep.
And yeah, because I kind of came in too hot. Just I ran almost every uphill I saw because I was so excited, and I knew I'm pretty bad at going downhills. I haven't figured that part out yet, so
Okay.
I knew that if I run uphills, I'll like bank some time for when I have to slow down in the downhill section.
Yeah. How'd you do on the Weaverton Cliffs?
My legs felt good then too, yeah.
Okay. Some of those rocks, man, are might as well be rock climbing instead of running. They're
Yeah.
ridiculous, man.
There was some traffic just because of how rocky it is, but gave me a good time to like take a break and breathe and relax.
Yep. So what's kind of next? I mean, what's your dream? What's your goal, type of race? Because you ran a couple marathons. I want to get to the Blue Ridge in a second, but you ran a couple of marathons this year too, right?
Yeah, I think I've done two.
Okay.
One of them was Sydney. I got into Sydney from the lottery.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then I helped pace my friend for his first marathon at MCM.
Awesome. Wow, that's cool. That's very cool. Now tell me about the Blue Ridge Double, because you run the marathon and then do you get back to the start and then you run it again, or how does it work?
Yeah, so the first marathon starts at 1 a.m., or there's a second starting time if you're like a little faster. You start at 2 or 3, I believe.
Okay.
And I started at 1 just because I didn't know how I would do. And that first marathon was like such a crazy experience because the whole town is sleeping and you're
Right.
just running up nonstop. And then you get to the top, and my favorite part was just coasting down, and you see all the lights from the city. It was just pretty euphoric where I got a real runner's high just going down, and weather
Cool.
felt great. Yeah, just it was very peaceful, and we were pretty spread out, so I just felt like I was running by myself.
Okay. So what was your so you finished the first marathon? How many hours did it take to do the first one?
Yeah, the first one took 5 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay. So
And
you
then,
had what, an hour
yeah,
before the next one?
I had exactly like, yeah, an hour before the next one. And luckily, my Airbnb was basically a 3 minute walk from the
No
starting
way.
line.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so after the first one, I just went back to my Airbnb and I like inhaled as much food as possible,
Right.
drank as many electrolytes, and I still had time to like roll out my legs with a massage stick. I was in my massage boots for like 15 to 20 minutes, as long as I
Okay.
could until the starting line.
That's awesome. And so then you start the second one, and now it's daytime though. So now you're running the second one that you've same course, right?
Same course, but it's just with all the people who are doing I guess the main marathon as
Right.
well.
And there's a lot of people that run just the marathon, right?
Yeah, there was, I want to say like, yeah, probably over 1,000 people.
Wow. So how many people did the double? Was there maybe 100 or so, or what?
Yeah, 100 sounds just about right.
Okay. That's a crazy. So how long did the second marathon take you?
The second one was rough, like probably after the first mile, my strategy was just talk to as many people as possible to,
Right.
and like try to latch onto them and grab their energy and try to take my mind off all this running and climbing. Yeah, the second one took me 6 hours and 40 minutes, I believe.
That's a 12-hour 50-miler, man. And I mean, actually 52. So, I mean,
Yeah.
that's really good time. So that's
Yeah.
awesome.
I did, to prep me for that, I did a bunch of Jordan Bridge repeats. I was there
Okay.
basically every day and just up and down for like maybe a few months, and I feel like that's what really helped me
Yeah.
with that course. Like I feel in the first marathon, I was running everything. I don't think I stopped. Like
That's
every
awesome.
climb, I just kept going.
That's amazing. So yeah, Hampton Roads, we have two options for hills. Jordan Bridge, which isn't a hill, and Mount Trashmore, which isn't a hill. And that's it. And then yeah, there's some little bridges in between, but those are our two big hills. And so it's tough to get elevation here, isn't it?
Yeah, after Jordan Bridge, I started switching to Mount Trashmore just to get a more trail feeling.
Right.
But then when I went to California and took on a real mountain, none of that Mount Trashmore training really,
It doesn't translate, man.
no, not at all.
It
'Cause
doesn't translate
you're
one bit.
climbing for like maybe 30 seconds up Trashmore and then
Yep.
going back down, but everywhere else, you're climbing for like minutes.
Yes. Hour.
Yeah.
I lived for a while in Wyoming, and I used to tell people we had this one climb, and we call it the Wall of Death. And it was you climb 3,600 feet in about 2.8 miles. And
Ooh.
so, I mean, it is just brutal. That's why we call it the Wall of Death. And that's a real climb. So,
Yeah.
yeah. And it's just unrelenting, steady, going up the side of a mountain, a couple switchbacks, and it's brutal. So yeah,
Yeah,
that's real mountain.
that's stuff like that excites me just because I feel like I'm really getting some real good training in.
Yeah. All right, so let's jump into this streak thing. Where did this start and why?
Yeah, so when I took running more serious in 2019, I could basically run every day. It was since I was like scheduled to run every day that it was hard for my brain to try to rest and
Okay.
like have my body rest. So I would only stop running if it was raining or if I didn't have time. I was like trying to find excuses so I could rest for the day. But then I didn't even know run streaks were a thing
Okay.
until I saw like people on social media, like Hella or Max Jolliffe, that we're doing run streaks, and I just thought to myself, where I basically can have been doing a run streak and just been trying to find excuses for me to take a break, but
Right.
these people just keep going and they've been pretty successful. Like their bodies could adapt to it, they haven't injured themselves. So I was like, let me take a crack at it and just see how far I could go. And I've had a couple hardships where I thought the streak was gonna end. I've rolled my ankle like
Yep.
two times, and I've had surgery on this ankle. I have a plate in it from
Oh, wow.
skateboarding back in the day. So every time I roll the ankle, it's always the bad one. And
Yep.
but from that, I'm like a pro at healing my ankle. I can do it
Okay.
pretty fast. But like there have been days where I rolled the ankle and then the next day I would wait until like 11 p.m. to like get as much rest in the ankle as possible and then go out and do a little trot
Yep.
just to get the mile in
There
and
you go.
put as much weight on the other leg and just, yeah, it wasn't pretty, but it's been getting the job done.
Yeah. So what intrigues me is a lot of run streakers, they're like a mile a day. You don't do a mile a day. Dude, you're like doing 4 and 7 and 8 and 10 mile days. And I'm like, okay, this is not normal. This is not how most run streakers do it. Where is this coming from, man? This is crazy.
I think it's just me having an addictive personality. So anything I'm into, whether it be a hobby or music, it's I know if I get into it that it's just gonna be latched into my life. So as far as running goes, I get my like best ideas, or it helps me, like it's pretty therapeutic for me when I run.
Okay.
And so, yeah, with my streak, it also, I barely taper. I don't
Okay.
really believe in a taper for
Yep.
most distances. It's just how I'm wired now, where if I run, it's not, for the most part, it won't just be for a mile. If I'm out there, I'm gonna at least get in as many miles as I can.
Right.
And I just love high mileage.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell that the high mileage is something that you go after. It's really kind of fun to watch. So, do you find like running is that thing that centers you, for lack of a better term, that just kind of makes Jules who Jules is? Is that what running does for you?
Yeah, for sure. And I had a sort of identity crisis when I
Mm-hmm.
was injured, when I did roll my ankle and thought the run streak was over. I was like, is running all I am? Is this what people see is just a runner? And yeah, I was sort of freaking out about it, but then I kind of came to senses where I am more than just a runner, but it is a big part of my life. It Yeah, for work, if I'm stuck on an idea, I'll go for a run and I have my best ideas when I go run. It's just
Right.
part of who I am now, and it
Yeah.
kind of fuels everything around me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. The best things happen when you're out on a run.
Oh, yeah,
They
I
just do.
believe that.
Yeah. I tell people, so I'm not like a sit still type of person. So, I try to have a quiet time with God every day. But I find that my best quiet times where I'm not doing all the talking, I'm doing more of the listening, it's when I'm out on a run. It's like God actually has room for Mike to shut up. So
Yeah, I'm also a big believer in God, and he's just blessed me so much in life where what you said is like pretty accurate. I've been going on runs without music lately, and it's just been very peaceful, like just listening to him and just really being grateful in that running space. Like I'll always give thanks to him when I'm on my run, like thank you for letting me move my body. And
Yep.
because there's a lot of people who can't do it what we do, like have the
Yeah.
ability to run. So that's another reason why I run so much. It's like I run for the people who can't.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I do a lot of the races I do. Like Swami Shuffle, I always tell people, it's not like I want to go run a 200 miler between Virginia Beach and Cape Hatteras Lighthouse. But you know what? There's a lot of veterans who come home and take their life because they can't adjust back into life. And so I run that thing to raise the funds, to get them into gyms, to get them involved in groups and stuff like that. But also because they can't, and I can, and I'm extremely grateful I can. So, I do stupid stuff like that. So I have to get you out doing a 200 miler, man.
Oh yeah, I definitely want to get up there. I've been ever since just like the beginning, it's like where people go 5K, 10K, half marathon, full. I've been doing the same with ultras. It's like 50K, 50 miler. Now I'm trying to find 100K and then I'll hit a
There you go.
hundred miler. Yeah, so
Awesome.
just
Go do
making
Blackbeard's
those.
100K, man. You'd groove on that.
Yeah, my best friend did it this year in the
Okay.
relay. And that was the same day I was doing Terrapin, so I wished him luck. He wished me luck.
Nope. That's
But
awesome.
I really love races with high elevation as well.
Okay.
So that's like one of the first things I look at is like how long is it? And
Hellgate Devil Dog, man. There you go.
yeah,
Take your pick. Either one of those.
I was trying to do grindstone this year,
Oh yeah,
100K,
grindstone would be fun. Yep.
but I definitely didn't feel prepared to
Yep.
take on that race.
Yeah.
There's just so many races to look after, and I've been trying to strategically pick
There you go. That's
which
awesome.
ones fit. Yeah.
All right, so 600 happened today. So I mean, my little mind doing the math and everything. So this is your second year. So when will you end year two of the run streak? Is it March? Is that
It's
correct?
in April 10th, I believe.
Okay, April 10th. All right.
Yeah, I just started it like on a random day. There was no
That's funny.
significant meaning for it. Or April 12th, yeah.
Okay.
And then it was actually a good coincidence that when I did Blue Ridge Double that I hit, I think like my year or something during then.
Right. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How cool. Wow. So
But
what's
yeah.
how far do you think you can take this?
So I do keep it like it is at least 1 mile a day. I don't do too many just 1 milers, like you
Right.
were saying, but it's gonna be either till like I can't do it anymore, till
Right.
I'm like either too sick or it's just not in the cards. Like I'll always make time for a
Right.
run in the day because everyone has at least like a few minutes in the day where you could do some miles, so why not just go for a run?
Yeah. Well,
And
getting in a mile, I mean, what are you talking, 10, 15 minutes out of your day?
exactly. Yeah, when I went to Sydney, I had to run a mile on the plane and that
All
took like 20 minutes, but
right. So you got to say this because I watched your video on this and I laughed so hard. Where on the plane did you do your mile, Jules?
yeah, so going to Sydney, that was like one of the main things I was looking for when I was booking my flight was if there was any flights where I could at least run in the airport or anywhere not on the plane, but there was absolutely no flights where I could make the mile and still be on the ground.
Right.
So I had to think about it, and right when it hit midnight, I went to the back of the plane and went to the bathroom and just set my watch on treadmill mode and just started jogging in place until the mile
I love
hit.
this. I love this. In the bathroom, on a plane, in the air. That is the ultimate in keeping the streak going. I loved that. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty frightening. I was just scared of if anyone was trying to knock on the door and like use the, I was thinking of separating it in two different like pausing my watch, going back to the seat, and like just to get if people were in the line for a bathroom, I didn't want to take their whole time. But
Right.
once I was like halfway in, I was like, nah, I'm just gonna keep going. And there's multiple bathrooms in the airplane, so they should be fine.
That
And
is so awesome.
thankfully, when I got out, like I wiped my sweat off and then got out, and no one was waiting in line for the bathroom. So I was pretty relieved on that.
Is awesome. And were you with Edwin on that one?
For that one, I was with Joe.
No, okay. So did he know you were going to the bathroom to do your run?
Yeah, he knew that I was going to make the streak happen. And whatever it took. So
That's
yeah,
so
everyone
awesome.
like everyone asked about how the streak was going to continue for the for traveling overseas, and they didn't
How
believe
did
me until I
it
posted the video.
That was awesome. I just have to say that was the all-time classic of a run streak that I've ever I don't think I've ever known anybody who's done a run streak who's done their mile in the bathroom on an airplane mid-flight.
Yeah, I didn't want to be that person who ran in the aisles. I feel like it's pretty disrespectful towards all the other flyers,
Right.
especially when they're trying to sleep. So I knew the bathroom would be like at least the most polite way
That's
of
awesome.
people not knowing I was running.
That one takes the cake, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, like I haven't even done a treadmill mile. I hate running on the treadmill. I'd rather run in the
Right.
rain or snow.
That's awesome. Totally awesome. Well, dude, I just love your attitude and everything, and you can just tell that there's just a passion in your life. That's probably what's making you so successful at this and at what you do for a living and everything. It's in the discipline that it takes. I mean, so is this discipline, did this come from, that summer before the senior year where you said, I want to make this the best year ever, and just the discipline to get out there? Is that where the discipline's coming from, or what do you think?
I think it's from people who I've looked up to. Like when I was really young, my aunt introduced me to the Lakers and when Kobe and Shaq were like dominating basketball. And then I just started becoming a Kobe fan and just seeing how Kobe worked, his like Mamba mentality, just training so much and be. Knowing that he was confident in his game because of all the work he's done. So I kind of implemented that into running. It's where I shouldn't be scared of going after a race if I know I've done as much as I could or give it all to running because I'm pretty blessed in my life right now where I don't have too many responsibilities. I'm still young. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have a dog. I just have a job, and that's pretty much it. So that's why I can focus on running so much because not a lot of people are in my position, and I rather do something really beneficial in my life while I still have the time and try to chase a dream while it's still there.
Awesome. I love that. Good. All right, dude. So let's bring this to a close. So the way we like to end all the episodes on Living an Ultra Life. So the name of the podcast, obviously Living an Ultra Life. What's the first thing that pops in your head when you hear that?
First thing that pops up in my head, living an ultra life, probably just giving it your all, living a life where you don't have any regrets, you're not settling for anything, and you're just chasing whatever comes next.
That's perfect. That is exactly why we do this podcast, man. Dude, thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah, of course. It was a great conversation. Hope we get to get in a run in and talk more.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.